Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And you can email us at thejifflings@gmail.com. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, the Go-Kart Trophy. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here, in the magical land of Dilstonia, where little creatures called the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea, so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who is a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hop-bay, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Whoa.
Today on the ship, it is a bright and breezy Sunday morning, so the Jifflings have decided to play some of their favourite games.
Yay! Oh,
hey!
Yay!
They've already played Dressy Uppy Skippy Rope.
Yay!
And they've all tried their luck at pancake tossing.
Like, tastiest game ever, man.
Well, Friedeline wasn't quite so sure.
Oh, my pancake performance was just terrible.
That doesn't matter, Friedeline. You just need to have fun. So now it's Young Pumpkin's turn to choose a game.
Well, I want to play Blindfold Bananas, where we all sit in a great big circle wearing blindfolds, and somewhere in the circle is a banana. And whoever grabs the banana first and shouts, "Banana!" wins the game. Oh, this is not a real game, Pumpkin. You have just made it up.
Well, I think it sounds like a grand game.
Does the winner get to, like, eat the banana, man?
Ah, oh, greedy hedge. But it is the turn of the pumpkin to choose. So, yeah, next we shall play the banana silliness.
So Albert potted off into his garden to pluck a nice ripe banana, whilst Friedeline went inside and, using some scissors and old cloth, she quickly made up some little Jiffling blindfolds. Then, with their blindfolds pulled right down, the Jifflings sat in a big, wide circle on the deck. Jeffrey, bring out the banana. And with that, the Jifflings' pet mouse, Jeffrey, rolled their big, ripe banana out into the circle.
Now we each have to try and find the banana. Ready, steady, go!
So with big smiles on their faces, the Jifflings began crawling about, reaching out in front of them, searching for the banana. But no sooner had the game begun, there was a winner.
Ha! Banana! I win!
Well done, Friedeline. That was fast.
So the Jiffs sat back down, all blindfolded, whilst Jeffrey moved the banana to another part of the circle.
And go!
Once again, the little Jiffs crawled around looking for the banana. And once again...
Banana! Ha!
Wow! You win again, Friedeline.
Like, let's play another round, man. I want a banana too.
So they all got ready once again.
And go! Banana! Ha! Banana! Banana! Banana!
Well, that really was quick. But then Albert leaned forward suspiciously.
Well, hold on a minute, Friedeline. Let me just check your blindfold.
There's no need for that.
But before Friedelein could stop him, Albert whipped off her blindfold and held it aloft.
Wait a minute, Jeffs. This isn't a blindfold. I can see right through it.
Whoa! Like, were you cheating, Friedelein man?
Oh, I am sorry, Jeffs. It is just I was so bad at the pancake game that I really wanted to win the bananas. Ah.
Well, everyone will have to leave their game for now, because that sound means an object that was lost or thrown away on Earth has been caught in the Gifling's net. Time to all heave it in together. The object landed on deck with a tic-tac-toe. It was grand and golden, and it had a big number one right in the middle.
I think that's like a massive milkshake cup, man.
But then Albert stepped forwards, for he knew just what the object was. He sponderosed up onto the story seat, and then he began his tale.
Well, this is the go-kart trophy, and my old gardening buddy, Natalie Nettles, told me all about it. Once a little long ago, in a beautiful country called Indonesia, there was a big, busy city called Jakarta, where lots of people rushed around every day, going everywhere at top speed. The mams and dads went to work as quickly as they could. The children hurried to school as fast as apples. Even the cats and dogs rushed everywhere. And when they weren't rushing places, everyone liked to practice rushing by speeding super fast around their local go-kart racing track. Well, at the end of each racing day, the fastest racer won a big gold trophy to show just how quick they were. And every race was always won by the same little boy, called Rio.
Woo! Another win for the go-kart king! Yay! Which is me, by the way. Hooray! For me.
And sure as chips, Rio did always win.
Yay!
But then, one afternoon when Rio arrived at the racetrack, he saw someone practicing that he'd never seen before. A new girl! And as Rio watched, he realised that she was really quite fast.
Oh.
Then Rio began to worry.
Oh no! That newbie looks very quick. She might even beat me! Oh, I can't have that!
Then Rio had a not-so-nice idea. And as the new girl finished her practice, he walked boldly over.
Hey there, newbie! Fancy driving out there today? My name's Rio, and I'm one of the mechanics. Yeah. Here, let me make sure your car is running properly.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Rio. I'm Kirana. I can't wait for the race to start.
Neither can I.
Said Rio sneakily under his breath, as he popped open the bonnet on Kirana's go-kart and loosened some very important wires going to the engine.
There you go! All fixed. Good luck in the race!
So Kirana drove up to the start line, thinking her kart was running perfectly, whilst Rio snuck off to his kart, smiling rather meanly. So the race began, and everyone shot off, zooming their way around the track at top speed, having a great time. And pretty soon, Kirana was out in front, with Rio in second place, close behind. But just as they were reaching the finish line, the wires that Rio had loosened on Kirana's cart popped right off the engine, causing her to splutter and mutter and trundle to a stop, leaving Rio to zoom right past, winning once again.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not a mechanic,
called Kirana. Ha-ha! No, I'm not. But I am the winner, shouted Rio triumphantly, holding his special golden trophy above his head. Hooray for me! But instead of cheering, the other racers looked annoyed.
That is not fair, Rio.
Winning don't mean nothing if you cheat. And you, super duper, cheated.
Boo!
Boo! And with that, everyone walked away, leaving Rio all by himself. Then Rio started to think that maybe winning didn't mean quite as much when he cheated. So he put down his trophy and he went off to say sorry to Kirana. And he promised that from now on, he would always play fairly.
Ooh, and now the go-kart trophy is here.
Like, how should we use it, man?
Maybe it could be a huge spanner for fixing really big things, like a whale's watch. But then Friedeline stepped forwards.
Why don't we use the trophy as the little lookout seat where one Jifling referee can sit and watch our games to make sure everybody plays by the rules, especially Friedeline.
Well, that sounds very honest, Friedeline. So with a big effort, the Jifs heaved the trophy into the circle, and each Jif took turns hopping up and playing lookout referee.
Like Banana Man.
Oh, well done, Hedge.
Then, after a very fun and energetic day, the Jifs cleared everything away, had a lovely lavender lemonade, and then it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
Bye, I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the Hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jiflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Jiflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jiflings?
Aye, like this one from England. It says, Hi, Jiflings. My name is Dot, and I am 9 years old, and I love listening to all of your adventures. I've been listening to them every day, and they make me feel happy and laugh. I have been telling all my friends about you. I love all your little sayings, like Clanger Moose, and my favourite story so far is The Crystal Ball and The Inventor's Blindfold. And Albert made me laugh. Huh! I can't wait to listen to more.
Ooh, that's a lovely review, Dot. Thank you very much.
That's right. And we've had this review too, from America. It says, "Hi, Jifflings. My name is Elizabeth, and Miss Katie is my favourite because she likes dressy-uppy, just like me. I bet she's a beautiful fairy princess who does ballet. I wish I could have her at my birthday party. Thank you for teaching me new things. Bye, Jifflings." From Elizabeth in New York City.
Oh, thank you very much, Elizabeth. What a beautiful review.
Totally, man. And we've also had this review too, from New Zealand. It says, "Hi, Jifflings. I'm 4 years old, and my name is Penny. I live in New Zealand with my mum, dad, and brother. My favourite character is Miss Katie because I like dressing up too. My favourite Bottleship story is The Sheriff's Badge. My brother's name is Lincoln and he is 6. His favourite character is Hedge. His favourite episode is The Dolphin's Top Hat. Goodbye. Love from Penny and Lincoln."
Thank you so much for writing to us, Penny and Lincoln. That was a perfect review.
Yeah, it is always very special to hear from you all.
Indeed, Friedeline. So please remember to leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.